Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
I can't see out.
You are filling the screen. Big Ed's filling the screen. Big time.
I'm recording that way. Don't forget some video out.
Who needs to do that?
Good evening, Andy.
Good evening, Leon.
Happy Dad's Day. Yeah. Live yourselves to cut that in there, Nick. Happy Dad's Day, my friend.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Go on, let's have this. Sooner another... I get to go home.
Another special episode that we don't know when it's going to go out. We saw at some point. Before we start, I've got a couple of bits of admin that I need to get out of the way.
Is it admin that can go out now, or admin that might ruin because... Don't forget, this is a episode. I don't know when it's going to go out.
No, it's not going to ruin anything.
No.
The first one is, right, so these are from... I've had a couple of messages from people this week across our social media platforms. Because that's what they're there for, to be socially media, and they can talk to us and stuff.
Come on, spit it out.
I've got a little friend in Canada. She watched our YouTube video. She's not watched it for a while and just went a bit crazy over the length of my beard.
Is it... Angie?
Nope.
No.
A little friend Chrissy.
Yeah.
Chrissy. You don't know her. I'm not going to give a surname. I'll give her a
How come I don't know her? Or him?
So it's just damn right laziness. That's all it is.
Yeah.
But it was nice that, no, it's nice that they commented.
Mm-hmm. I've been lazy. I've not shaved my head for ages. About 2.5 weeks. How long it is?
Well, it's almost plastic.
It feels like I can.
It's great for...
It's like a little microphone. It's great for... Yeah, great for podcast.
Just on the audio.
Yeah.
If you're watching this on YouTube...
I've got real long hair.
Dreads. And the second thing is, we got a little bit of stick recently over possibly our topics. They're not very dad related.
Yeah, I said this.
But...
I recall.
I've been thinking about this. The things we discuss are dad stuff. We don't always have to... As a dad, you're still a human being, aren't you?
Yeah, but... Because I got the same thing, what they were saying. When we first started, we were always talking about the kids. I don't think we've mentioned the kids for about a year.
They're still there, aren't they?
They're there. We're still talking about them anymore. It went from like being like a parenting dad's advice to then we don't have kids. Like pub chat now.
We've evolved. That's all it is. We've just evolved.
Dad chat, pub chat, dad tales. Let's now make it dad. Let's reboot it.
No, that sounds like a lot of effort, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Let's just continue just to do what we fucking want to do.
It's not about us, it's about the listeners.
Yeah. And you too.
The readers.
You too, just behave yourselves. This week's topic. I'm going to ask you what it is. Just so I know we're on the same page.
It's advice, bad advice.
Yeah, questionable advice.
Yeah.
That you've given or that you would potentially have given.
Oh, funny advice that people give.
Yeah.
Regularly.
As a parent... As a dad,
some of these come from my family members who say these sort of things.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is it never put your will away? We'll put your fingers.
Hang on, remember know that one. It's true though. It's sound advice that.
It's very true. We've done a dad advice one before, haven't we? But we've not done a questionable dad advice one. So this is different.
I've probably come out with the same ones I had the first time around.
Completely echo the first time. That was a long time
ago. My problem is I forget what we've done. I'm sure sometimes we'll do something and I'll listen to it and go, now, I'm remembering like a deja vu from us recording it, or have I heard this before somewhere else?
Or has he downloaded the wrong podcast again?
Yeah, there is that as well. Huh.
What's advice you've had that stuck with you?
Like, I've got one here and it's never trust a fart.
Yeah,
and I have to be careful with that because I've got form for never just a fat.
You have absolutely got
I saw that. A thing of the day, and it was like this like little sign. Someone's going bathroom or something, and it said, it says days I have not shit myself, and it had like 1,031, and then he just changed it to 001 and one day. So he went back to first day I shit himself.
I was listening to a podcast about somebody who'd shit himself, and it was like, you know, if anybody says, oh, when was the last time you shit yourself? Oh, it was 37.
Yeah.
And, you know, you normally go, oh, it was about 3 or 4.
Yeah, I was I was 20, no, 30.
It was recently.
Yeah, I was about 36.
It was last year, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I've done it recently, yeah. Because I get your answer now. And I was like, it was like, I've seen that Simpsons episode where Grandpa walks in and Bart's on the door. He's like a doorman. He's like checking people into a bar. And he walks in and takes his arm and goes, ooh, and walks back out again. And I was like, here, I'm a doorman. Shit myself. The door, walk back out again. I'm back in a minute. I shit myself.
Didn't you have to go and then explain it to your missus when you walked in house?
So, yeah, I just binned my pants. Chucked them in bed. I never wash them, I just bin them. Hmm. It's one of those things where like my box got holes in, they've got all sorts of things. But as soon as a bit of poo touches them, they're in bin.
They're the ones you want to shit yourself in, though, aren't they? You don't want to shit yourself in your besties. Bin them ones.
I don't have any besties, though. Mine are all the same. So I bought a bumper pack. And it was like, you got like.
They come with holes in.
Yeah, pretty much. It came with like four black, four grey, and four white. And sometimes. Like, because my pants are always a bit low. People think he's got the same kegs on, but I have three colours, same kegs.
Brown.
just for covering up. They're all dark colours.
I've got a story to tell you about a pair of Ollie pants, but I don't think it's for the podcast.
Pair of Ollie pants. Yeah. Can you remember, for that phase, and it's quite off Ricky Gervais, where it was Uffle Jim Jam, cock or balls. You know, like a little hole, you stick it out, and you've got a guess of his cocoa balls that are sticking out of the hole. So, this is a game Ricky Gervais used to play with his missus. So, far I'm like, this is brilliant. So, on the night out, I sometimes go, a full gym down cocoa balls.
We've never played that game. I don't ever want to play that game with you.
Oh, good times.
Dear me.
You're going to pull a bit of skin out? It's not as if I've got like the whole nut hanging out. He's just a bit of skinny, pull a bit of skin out, you've got to get through his cock on balls. It's called Uffle Jim Jam. That's what Ricky Gervais calls it, Uffle Jim Jam.
Uffle Jim Jam.
Uffle Jim Jam, cock on balls. You got to say cock on ball.
No.
It's good for a night out.
Bro.
Anyway, right, on we go.
The only bit of advice that I seem to remember when I was growing up, and it was one thing my dad told me, was always wear your raincoat.
Now, always wear your raincoat.
Always wear your raincoat. Now, this was within a certain time where you might think, all right, so raincoat's not a Mac.
Yeah, your flasher. Always have your flasher on.
Yeah. So always wear your raincoat.
I don't get what that's to do with it. That's like saying always carry a brolly in it.
No. So when Noah gets a little bit older, you're going to have to have the chat with him.
Oh!
So this was the chat.
Right, okay, I'm actually thinking a raincoat.
Well, this is my problem, you see. This is why I have had so many children.
Because you're always wearing a coat. Yeah, yeah, but never rubber duck. I get you, okay.
So I think that was my dad-to-son chat.
I like that. That's up there with, like, always wear a clean pair of kegs in case you're knocked over, isn't it? Yeah, although, I was thinking, if you get knocked off, you probably shit yourself getting knocked off it. You know what I mean? Like, rawr, my mouth.
Make sure you knickers and bra match.
I don't bother that. Might never match anyway.
No, might not. Never go cheap on condoms, toilet roll, insurance, and holidays. Now, I'm pretty certain I've gone cheap on all four of them at some point.
Yeah, I think I have.
I've probably paid the price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Give us one.
Never trust a skinny chef or a bald barber. So they don't sample their own products.
Yeah.
All chefs are fat, though, aren't they?
And
not all barbers have got hair.
Yeah. There's always the thing, isn't there, about like plumbers and stuff like that have always got like jobs half done and stuff like
that. Yeah, their arses are tip and stuff like that. It's like never trust a carpenter with only four fingers.
Now, there's ones I would trust.
What, lobbing the fingers off them, right?
They've been at it a while.
They've learned from the mistakes.
You've only got seven fingers, then that's where you don't trust them. Nine's all right. Everything has at least one pro and one con. And I think this is a bit deep, this one, because it's like going, you look at that and go, that's brilliant. There is still a negative side to it. Too deep. Too deep for breakfast.
So, the early bird may catch the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese.
That's almost as good as my I'm a horse without a jockey still.
What are you saying? You always miss Thursday.
What?
So they always say the early bird catches the worm, don't they? So get up early, the early bird will get the worm first. However, the second mouse will get the cheese because the first mouse will get caught in the mouse trap. Bang, dead. So the second mouse gets the cheese. So it's not always best to be the first person there.
It's definitely not always best to finish first.
That's not about finishing first.
That's what I've never heard before. I quite like that.
I think it's a lazy man's version of the early bird catches the worm. You go, fuck off, you dickhead. Second mouse gets a cheese and piss off back to bed.
Fast sleeping till 10, I'm alright. Who wants a worm anyway?
Fucking hell.
Cheese.
Yeah.
If you see a toilet in your dreams, don't use it.
True. True. Isn't it weird that happens?
Have you ever pissed the bed?
Like no, recently? No. That was when I was a kid. But I don't think I've shit the bed. I'm actually thinking about it. But
didn't you nearly overweight? Not the overweight. A few months back, he was really poorly, and he was like sweating and everything. I'm sure you told me this. Maybe one on the podcast. You told me.
I'm going to say no.
I'm just calling.
What, tell us the time. What, you shit the bed.
I thought you maybe did. Or was he sick in bed?
I've not been sick in bed.
Maybe I'm just dreaming it. I'm just dreaming.
Maybe I was shitting myself on the way to the toilet. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think I've definitely not shit the bed. Him, I've definitely not shit the bed up into the bed.
She comes home and suddenly, oh, duvet. It's it much. Why is it no? Because I've just been kind.
But isn't it weird that your body like sort of tricks you in that sort of thing? Because I have woke up and gone, ooh, need a wee, climbed out of bed. And that's exactly what happens. And you go, ooh.
In that specific tone as well.
need a wee, and you grab it from outside of your pants, then you're snookered. Because you then can't get it out because you're holding on to it from the outside. You know what I'm about, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
Every boy's going, you know what I'm about. You grab it from the outside, you nip it tight shut, and that's it. You can't get your hand in your pants to loosen it because piss will just spray everywhere.
Stand in the bathroom, do it.
Piss your pants.
Best way.
The log's in the bathroom.
The cow doesn't give you milk. You've got to get up and milk it. Again, a bit deep.
Yeah. Don't trust anyone who says money can't buy happiness. They don't know how to live the life.
Money can't buy happiness.
Do people say money can't buy your happiness? Mm. It can.
Money can't buy you happiness.
Yeah.
I think it can.
Yeah. I'd be the happiest man in the world. If they give me a lot of money. Because I'd not to do with it. I won't be.
Yeah, I always think this, and I kind of almost get the sentiment, but I always think money gives you options,
yeah,
and money gives you time.
I get deep.
To do stuff.
Yeah, I mean. Hence, we know how to spend the money.
Yeah.
If you've dropped £1 million on desk and I said, right, do what you want with it, I'll be living the best life ever.
Obviously.
For 10 minutes.
That's shedding.
No chance. My million.
Have we done a millionaires episode?
No, what would you spend your money on? I bet speed by buying out. No, because I'm really boring. I'd be like, I need an investment, I buy some property, I'd be just boring. Yeah. Hence why, like you say, it opens so many options that I could probably like, take early retirement and have enough investment in things. How boring. Exactly. But I'd be happy as well.
You would.
I'd be happy living my life.
Like a pig in shit.
Yes. Yeah, have you heard the saying, sticking lipstick on a pig?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit of a like a derogatory term, isn't it? Sexist. Like
modern dressed as lamb.
Yeah, I'd say it's on those. I had a woman who used that quote.
To you?
Yeah. I'll explain off the podcast. But used that quote, but they've been really like hoity-toity about things. I thought, hang on, that quote's quite derogatory. I wouldn't say that. I understand, I get exactly what she's saying. I completely understand. But for a woman to say it, I thought.
Yeah, I suppose it depends in what context.
What context?
No, because if you're saying it about a person, that is quite derogatory. But you could. It's about.
You want about a person.
Yeah. Can't polish a turd.
Yeah, yeah.
You can throw glitter on it.
But I'd use that one. That's not a problem.
Is something maybe at work that you've been chatting to somebody about, and they go, well, you can't stick lipstick on a pig. And you go, well, you can fucking stick glitter on shit.
Yeah.
And then I see where the levels are. She's hoity-toity. You're common as muck.
Yeah, I just thought, to get your point across, you could be a bit more... Just say what you've got to say, not trying to use an analogy. I just thought the analogy was... Anyway, this is not for the podcast because if I get caught on this,
where are we going next? When you know better, do better.
When you know better, do better.
Mm. I've got a very squeaky chair as well.
Yeah, I've got a squeaky chair as well.
Maybe need to
start. You know, I better do better.
Yeah, again, maybe a little bit deep.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just nice just to kind of worms, boom, see what happens. Ooh, hello.
See the chaos.
I know better than to poke this bear, but I'll have a go and see what happens.
Yeah.
A clear conscience is usually a sign of bad memory.
Is that like living in the past, though?
That means you just can't remember what you've done wrong.
Oh, maybe. What if you've not done anything wrong? If you've just been good all your life?
Well, then you've got a clear conscience and your memory's good.
And a bad memory. No matter how nice the hand soap smells, never leave the toilet smelling your hands.
No, Johnny, I thought you were going to say, no matter how good the hand job is.
Why would I say
that? Say that again, because obviously my mind went somewhere completely different then.
No matter how good the hand soap smells,
yeah,
never leave the toilet smelling your hands.
Mm,
so point. Imagine going back into a restaurant, you're
yeah,
like, that smells good.
Yeah.
You don't want that, do you? Yeah. Especially if you're a chef.
Yeah. Got any more?
Yeah. This is a good one, this one. If you're at an ATM, a cash machine on a night time, just give a little kiss on the neck of the person that's in front of you. Just show them that you're no danger, no threat.
No danger. Just by the way, I'm no danger. I'm just going to grow up all of you.
It just shows that you're kind. You're not going to hurt them. Just a little gentle.
I'm sure you caught that guy down nicely.
Just a gentle kiss on the neck. I think that's all right. Got a couple more. The elites don't want you to know this, but ducks at the park are actually free and you can just take them on.
good luck catching one. If you shake it more than twice, you're playing with it. That's always good advice.
That's from like the John Bishop do a bit of a stand-up.
I don't know.
When you're in changing rooms as a guy, like once you played football or whatever, just give it a little shake. Just give it a wake up the little fella. Give it a little check, but don't play it too long. Just a little check, that's all enough. Anything longer than that, and it gets a bit weird.
Why are you waking up with a men full of boys? A room full of men.
Or even if you're like in the gym changing rooms and it's like a communal, you just need to, you don't want to.
Yeah, okay.
You don't want it.
Soccer cock,
exactly. Where's it? It's very expensive to eat three times a day. Wake up later, miss breakfast, and save some money.
Better advice, that.
I think that's a sound better advice. If life gives you lemons, squeeze the juice into a water gun and shoot other people in the eyes.
The anus.
This is one that I think me and you both agree with. It's okay to eat food that's just a little bit expired. What?
Yeah.
What's your limit?
I sniff test. If he sniffs it, smells all right.
Your limit?
It smells all right, I'm eating it.
Because this came up actually in our office today. Murray brought some pancakes in. I think he said there was like a week out of date. But he won't care on eating them. I mean, I don't like pancakes, but I will, if as long as they've not got mould on
them. Yeah, I'm too.
And they're not like rock hard, I'd have gone for it, mate.
Yeah. Do you ever like you check like an old piece of loaf of bread? You have a quick look and think, right, it's fine, no mold on it. As soon as you have a bite, you're like, where the fuck's that mold come from?
I hate mold. If I see mold on a bit of bread, that's it. The loaf's gone.
Oh, I'll pick it off. Bread.
Oh no,
I'm all right.
Okay. This has come from I had one of them things once, and I made myself a sandwich, put them in some foil, took them to work, got out, brilliant, ate it. At one, got the next one out, and it was all green underneath. And I'm like, that's disgusting.
Did it taste nice, though? It's only penicillin.
Yeah, it's mould, isn't it?
It's penicillin.
Yeah, but you see, you say that. But...
Some mould's good for you. Not good if you're allergic to penicillin, right? Mrs. is allergic to penicillin. I'm always like, it mouldy bread.
Should I have one more?
Go on. Foot road.
Take your kids to a pumpkin patch, let them pick out any pumpkin, then make them carry it all the way back to the car. never want to go back there again. Because they're going to pick a bigger now.
I see. Or they'll, next time, they'll pick a smaller one. So that's what it's about, isn't it?
It's a con, though, isn't it? Never take them anyway.
Pumpkin patch, where are you? America.
I've got...
Try shop, ATM, pumpkin patch.
I've got one more. Never do a whole job when half a job will do.
Never do a whole job.
This was like on our podcast the other week, wasn't it? When we said, right, bring three ideas. You brought three ideas. You did exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
We brought a few more just to throw in. Didn't need it.
Yeah.
Absolutely didn't need it, did we?
He said, bring three, bring three.
Yeah. What's your final bit of advice? If you can give any advice.
I'm not one for giving advice.
Yeah, see, I was thinking about this.
Like, I'll say funny things, like, check it more than twice and you're playing with it sort of thing. And then, like, you know, and I've just like... I've never got actually someone advice for someone. Like, you know, like, if someone's doing something, I'll go, you might want to do it this way. But I'm not one for, like, philosophy. We'll cut that and edit. Live, you say. I love that.
Philomino.
Yeah, is that, yeah. Yeah, I'm not... I can't even get the words coming to my head. Never mind what I'm going to say.
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah. If someone out there knows what I'm about, email me and let me
know. He's going to know. There's no subtitles on this.
But yes, yeah, so I'm not one for telling people what, like, you know, like trying to give that sort of deep advice.
Yeah.
I'll give advice on if something needs correcting, like work or there's a better way of doing it.
You see, I think you probably give advice, but not directly, about 70 or 80 times a day. You know, like if you're driving in a car and you're someone like, fucking put your indicator on. Why are you wearing that?
Oh, I know, smashing someone today.
Did you give him advice? Look, mate, go ball your head.
I swear. For fuck's sake. And I looked at him and he stopped. He's like, ugh. I was like, you're wrong here. Do you know what I mean? I nearly hit you. So, do you know our roundabout here on this corner?
Yeah.
Do you know if someone's coming towards you? Don't put an indicator on. What's that mean? They're straight on because there's only, it's a weird one because it has got like a bit of a, no one ever indicates left. They always go straight on, don't they?
Yeah.
So I come to the junction.
Pricks. They're called pricks then.
Yeah, I was coming towards it. He was coming quite fast. I thought, God, he's coming really fast. And then no indicator. And I thought he was going to go this way, if that makes sense. And as he turned, he flicked the indicator on. It's one of them ones, you know, like as I'm going, I'll turn and flick. So he did that and I like sort of slammed on. I was like, for fuck's sake. And then he just like stopped because obviously he saw me say, for fuck's sake. And he's like, wait, what's happening? And I was like, he drove around him.
That's one of those times though where you need to sort of have the conversation and go, well, what you need to do, my friend, is put your indicator on as you're coming
up. Yeah, if you'd have done that, I'd know, because I did sort of like slow down, get into it, thinking, what's he doing? Or what's she doing? I couldn't see what it was until I got
because this will be one of them where they go, I had an indicator on.
Yeah, you did, but as you was turning the wheel, so as you turned the corner in, I got one blink of an indicator and then realised you were coming across me.
Pricks.
But anyway, yeah.
My final one is manners don't cost nothing. You want to argue this point? Yeah. Don't manners cost something? Just sometimes you just have to be nice. In them situations with the car, I get that. My heart rate would
be through the roof. My heart went through the roof. Actually, for fuck's sake, as in like, you idiot sort of thing. I wasn't even that bothered. I did go, but I wasn't that bothered, if that makes sense. My day was didn't bother me one bit. I drove around him and drove on going, fucking idiot. Whereas he actually stopped and was like proper like raging, if that makes sense.
But if you was in like a shop, you must have seen this with other people, when people are just rude for no reason.
I think people love it. I think we live in a world now where people get off on annoying other people or, do you know...
Well, there's videos all over. Harassing. People love it. People create them.
Yeah, I know. People love watching them. Like, oh, yeah, give it to me, you dickhead. There's one, and she goes...
It's them audit people. That's not a fucking job.
Audit?
Yeah, so we'll go get the drone. I'll go stand outside a factory and I'll fly it over top. And then security will come out and go, can you not fly that there? And then they'll just create a fucking argument with them, going, yeah, but you don't own the airspace. I can't fly on a drone anyway. Like, we just don't want you to.
Yeah.
You would have come. Or people that go outside police stations. And like, yeah, I've seen
people taking videos of that police station. Then police like, can you move on? Why did the police just ignore them?
Yeah, you're a civil servant. You work for me. Fuck off.
Yeah, I've had people say
them
that.
People
in council, like, you pay, I pay your wages. Do you fuck? Do you fuck, mate? Yeah. If you do, I need a pay rise because I can speak to you, dickhead.
Yeah. I don't get no discount on my tax.
No.
But, yeah, and my final one, which is one I always like, is Don't complain you've got wet feet if you're pissing into the wind.
Yeah.
I've heard that. And this is one I always stick by, because you can't complain about something that you're going to do nothing about.
Yeah, but once again, I think we live in a world where people love, like, the smallest things, they like to moan because they feel like a sense of, not grievance, but like, we live in a world where everyone wants to be like pitied on, or look at me, I'm, do you know, like, it sounds like really awful, but we used to have a bit of a grit and guile, and that was like that, you know, the British spirit of like, get up and go, and I get knocked down, but I
get up again.
You're never going to keep me down. Yeah, but you know, we used to be an old trip of like a British guile and British stiff upper lip type thing. I'm not saying thingy, but now we're like, and I think Americans are quite soft, they apologize, but like, a bit panned, we are the nanny state type thing. And we've become that sort of society, I think.
We've created it ourselves, haven't we?
Yeah, I don't know how or when, because we've seen the transition within our...
There was an email went round.
Was there? Yeah. I missed that bug.
We missed it. It went round, it says, now you have to be a complete arsehole.
I wish I got that email, because I could then be an arsehole and say, look, it says here, you've got
to
be an
arsehole. At least you'd have an excuse to be an arsehole.
This email says I've got to be an absolute arsehole. Yeah, I don't know how to correct it. I do know how to correct it. It's just not a good correction.
The purge.
Send us back.
Right, I'm going to wind it up. Let's wrap it up. See you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday.
Keep smiling.
Stay safe, mate.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you're providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.